好，弟兄姐妹，那我在准备这个信息的时候，我就想到我们啊，今年第一个主日呢，啊，洞平弟兄就让我们看见得胜者，我们希望再给大家复习一下。
And so as I was preparing the message, I recall how in the first week, the first Sunday of this new year, how Brother Peng shared with us about being an overcomer.
那上个礼拜呢，林环弟兄又给我们一个信息，叫做一个加勒，它是有不同的一个灵，另有一个灵。
And also last Sunday, Brother Lin Huan shared with us about Caleb's another spirit that he saw the other spirit.
那我们就知道那个就是旧约里面讲的啊，就是我们新约里面讲的所谓的啊旧约一个例子，就是得胜者的一个例子。
And from that we know that is an example of an overcomer in the Old Testament.
那这些都是个人的。我今天要讲的就是说啊，我们一个整体教会来讲，神要我们走的是一个荣耀的道路。
And so those are more targeted toward individuals. So today I'd like to share with everyone about how God wants us, the entire church, to walk this the glorious route.
我想我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面越久，或者是你服事越多的话，你可能会慢慢的看到这个教会，我们就失掉了这个荣耀的盼望，我们就认为好像神没有在教会里面做工了。
I think for those brothers and sisters who have been serving in church or you've been around the church for a while, you may seem to have, you may feel like you're no longer seeing God's glory here. And you may feel like God's not here.
所以我想这个是我们的软弱，我们要记得神是一个荣耀的旨意在我们当中。那我想这是我要讲的，今天讲的这本书呢，就是哥林多前书。
And I think that's a weakness of ours, and I want to remind everyone that His, our God's glorious will for us.
好，我们打开哥林多前书的第一章。
So please turn to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1.
好，我要读的是从第一节，第一章的第一节，我们要念到第九节。
So we'll read from verse 1 of chapter 1 all the way through verse 9.
好，我想我们我们中文读单数，英文读双数，这样节省一点时间。好，我们一起来。
And to save time, we'll alternate reading. The Chinese will read the odd verses, the English and even verses.
好，我们开始。奉神旨意，蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提你。
To the Church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus.Saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。
I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus.
又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如
Even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you,
以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Who will also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。好，我们再来是十八节，我们请英文念十八节。
And then we'll skip over to verse 18 in chapter 1. So for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
好，我们中文念二十四节。
And Chinese read verse 24.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人。基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。好，那我们再来呢，第二章的第七节，我们中文英文一起来。
And then chapter 2 verse 7 we'll read both Chinese and English together.
好，一起。
Together.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万世以前预定使我们得荣耀的。好，我们再把第七节我们再念一次，好不好？
Let's read verse 7 once more.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。好，这是神预定我们得荣耀的，而且这是一个奥秘。 不但是奥秘，而且又是神的智慧。
So this is not only a mystery, but also wisdom of God, which He predestines for us.
所以我想我们不能够认识或者忘记，这应该是很平常的，因为这是一个奥秘，这是神的智慧。我们人常常没有这样的智慧。
And because of that, I think it's normal for us maybe to forget and not realize this, for this is a mystery indeed, and it's wisdom of God.
好，那我就想《哥林多前书》这本书呢，我就稍微做个介绍。
I'd like to do a brief introduction to 1 Corinthians. Yeah.
Okay. 如果你读过哥林多前书的话我想弟兄姐妹很多都读过了，你可能会对教会的问题说怎么会这么多问题呢？
And so for those brothers and sisters who have read the book,For instance, you may ask yourself, how come there's so many problems exist in the church?
我记得我刚信主没多久，读哥林多前书有一点不敢相信。
And so for myself, I know that when I first became a believer, when I read this book, it's almost I could not believe it.
但是一久了以后好像觉得似曾相识的感觉。
But yet, as time went on, it felt like this actually I could definitely relate.
当然不是说我们教会都有这些问题，我只是说从整体来看，我们有些朋友在不同教会，所以听起来好像这个哥林多前书所描述的并不是夸张的。
And so of course we're not saying our church has these problems, but just over time, just in talking with other believers, and then in terms of hearing from what's going on from the different churches, it feels like these things are not too far-fetched.
那我想我们如果读圣经的话，我们读哥林多前书的话，大概都会有就是。好像有传道人说，他读到这个的时候，他就觉得好像，就像四世纪里面的旧约里面记载的一样，非常的不舒服。他要洗个澡，好像觉得全身都不舒服的那种感觉。
And so I've talked to when we read this book, we have talked to preachers who felt like that after reading this book, it felt like they need to take a bath because it's just they don't feel comfortable.
甚至里面记载还有继母，还有跟继母行邪淫的，你听起来好像有点太荒唐的感觉。
And it records things such as committing adultery with one's stepmother.
所以我们就。从这些来看呢，神说这是他荣耀的教会，我们就要来思想，那么神的这个旨意呢，神的这个智慧呢，神的这个能力呢，是如何彰显。
And God calls His church His glorious church, so we shall meditate upon how His glorious will is shown forth in the church.
那我想罗马书我们读过的话，很多人读罗马书可能读一读以后也不知道讲什么，但是你总会抓到一些重点，就是它是叫你告诉我们救赎人怎么样成一个罪人，怎么样蒙救赎。
And so for those who have read the book of Romans, yeah, maybe you might not get everything that's talking about in that book, but however, all those who read through it probably have gotten the main points, and the main points about salvation and how one could achieve salvation.
那罗马书呢，是在整个圣经里面的地位来讲，就是保罗书信里面或者整本圣经里面讲教义性的，讲我们的 doctrine 教义的一个代表作。
And so I think the book of Romans is probably one of the most the representative of the doctrine work from Paul.
就如果你要认识到救恩的根基救恩的整个属灵的一个根基在哪里的话，那我们得救的人，我们怎么样继续来走这个？神要我们生活的这个成圣的道路，那你非看罗马书不可。
And so for us who are saved, if you want to know how to become an overcomer, how the path of achieving an overcomer, then the book of Romans is really a spiritual foundation, is a book that we must read.
但是如果你要看教会的生活，要学习教会的生活，那你非看哥林多前书不可。
But however, if you want to learn about what life in a church means, then you have to read First Corinthians.
那么哥林多前书呢，它是讲教会一个教会它在一个地方的一个教会它的生活会发生什么样的问题，那神用什么方法，神的智慧在哪里可以帮忙我们。
And so because in the book it describes all the different things that comes up in a particular church in a local area, and also it shows how God's wisdom dealt with these various events.
那我们最近主日学，然后我们也在教一个摩西五经，我们就教了利未记教完，现在在教民数记。
And so in the past, in Sunday school, we were talking about the five books of Moses, and we are now talking on to Numbers. And then right now we're talking about how the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, and it seems that the whole book is talking about just the failures of God's people.
但是呢, 我们不要忘记, 在失败之后呢, 他们的灵命往上提升了，经过神管教以后呢，他们灵命提升了，最后他们可以进迦南，所以就是可以看见神的做工是很奇妙的。
Don't forget that behind all those failures, after all those failures, their spiritual life had grown, and eventually God led them into the land of Canaan.
所以我们看保罗书信在哥林多书信呢，前面的第一段，我们今天刚刚念的第一到九节呢，你让他看，让我们看见神的旨意，而且神给他们各样的恩典，你看不见有任何的污点在那里。
And so in the passage we just read in the first chapter of Corinthians, they talk about how God's with the church there, and you do not see any flames, and it was spotless.
所以你看这是神的心意，而且神要做成的，最后要做成的是那样子。
And so that is the will of God, and that's what He wants to eventually accomplish.
所以第七节他讲说，我们所讲的是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定我们。
And so it says,
So
that you are not.
Chapter
2, verse 7, it says that we speak of God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages of our glory.
好，那我们稍微介绍一下哥林多啊这个城市，还有教会以及这个书信，我们稍微做个简介。那么哥林多啊这个城市呢？
So let's talk about a brief history about the city of Corinth.
是在罗马帝国里面呢一个非常繁华的一个城市。
So it is one of the most wealthy city in the Roman Empire.
它是一个海港，也是一个海港。
And it's a port city.
所以它很多的经商各样各样的人呢都会聚集在那里，所以呢积累很多财富，也就物质上是。 很多的丰富在里面。
So there are a lot of commerce, a lot of people coming in and going. So it is a place of accumulation of wealth.
但是也各样的娱乐啊，各样的啊，这个污秽都在里面。
But then of course there's also all sorts of entertainment and all sorts of filth that's accumulated in that place as well.
那么所以如果今天哥林多这个字的意思，在今天就是代表奢华、很浮华的意思。如果你看到有些地方讲哥林多市啊建筑也好，它是代表一种很啊。 或者是那个地方，它就是代表意思，就是很奢侈、豪华的意思，奢华的意思。
And so today, if you see any place that has this name Corinth in it, it represents it has meaning of wealth and abundance.
所以我们看见人物质的丰富，不代表我们灵、属灵或者是道德的提升，往往是下降的。
And so from this, you can see that just because we have abundance of material goods does not necessarily means that we have also abundance in spiritual growth and life as well. And oftentimes, it's actually the opposite; it goes the other way.
那它是在保罗第二次宣教的时候呢，那么在哥林多住了一年半啊，所建立的教会。So
this church in this city is actually established in the second round of preaching that when Paul went around to preach.
那么是那哥林多书信呢？这个这本书呢，是保罗在第三次宣教的时候，在以弗所写信寄到哥林多去的。And
so the book of Corinthians was written on the Paul's third journey, on his preaching journey, and when he was in the city of Ephesians, he wrote this letter.
那么哥林多跟以弗所呢，是隔一个海，它是一个都是在那个海岸的海港。
So both of these cities are sea cities, port cities, and then they are separated by sea.
那以弗所呢，保罗停留了三年多。So
Ephesians, Paul has stayed there for more than 3 years.
那么所以你可以知道，哥林多或者是以弗所这个两个教会都是保罗最爱的。So
from this you can tell both churches are Paul's favorite.
那他保罗在第三次宣教的时候呢，他在以弗所听到哥林多教会出了很多问题。
And so this third time when Paul was making his rounds around the area preaching, when he was staying in Ephesians, he heard about all the things that was going on in the church in the city of Corinth.
所以你可以听到，就是如果父母亲你生一个孩子，你知道你孩子有这么多问题，你会多担心，你就可以知道你的心里会怎么样，可以稍微体会一下保罗当时的心情是怎么样。
In some way, you could get a feel for what's going on inside Paul's heart. If you think as a parent, and all of a sudden you heard these things about your children that's going on, how would you feel?
他可能多么希望能够跟他们在一起啊，能够帮助他们，但是他在以弗所还有啊宣教中，所以他就写个书信呢，请他的同工呢带过去。
And how he must have wanted to go to the church in Corinth to deal with these things, but he can't. He has a responsibility in the other city, so he wrote the letter and asked a coworker to take it to the church in Corinth.
那这表面上好像是当地的一个教会，而且古代的一个教会，那跟我们今天有什么关系呢？我们常常可能会读圣经会这样讲啊，甚至很多旧约的时候也会旧约的书信，我们啊旧约的这个圣经，我们也常常会这样认为说新约好像。啊，这个时代不一样的，应该很多文化差异嘛，怎么会还要今天还要读这个呢
？So oftentimes when we read about these, well, you would feel this is just a letter about a different church in a different time, in the ancient time. What does that all got to do with us? And oftentimes we get that feeling as well whenever we read about stories in the Old Testament.
但是我们不要忘记，圣经呢，啊，神给我们的一些原则啊，解决问题原则在那里，方法呢？不一定会一样。那么神常常在圣经里面，他不讲方法，他跟你讲原则。这个原则是超越时空、超越文化啊，那么是都是适用的。
So, but however, do not forget that oftentimes in these recordings that it will contain God's principle in how to deal with these things. And so that's why in the Bible it does not record specific methods of dealing with problems, but rather the principle. And principle is one of those things that do not change over time or space or culture.
啊，我想我们在讲啊，我们稍微把第一章我们刚刚念过的一到九节呢，我们如果你有圣经的话，我们继续看。我们把这一段我们稍微讲解一下。
So let's go read in detail of the passage we just read, in the beginning, which is chapter 1, verse 1 through 9.
那么第一节讲到说，奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提你。
So verse 1 says, Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother.
就是说意思就是保罗呢跟他的一个同工叫索提尼呢，那么他们一起来写这个信，要写给哥林多教会。那索提尼我们可能都不知道他是谁了。
So in other words, Paul and his co-worker called Sosthenes,together they wrote this letter to the church. So we might not know much about this other brother.
那你如果到使徒行传里面去看的话，就知道他是哥林多教会的管会堂的。
So actually, if you read in the book of Acts, you realize that this brother, he is actually someone who's in charge of the church in the city of Corinth.
而且保罗在那边宣教，在哥林多宣教的时候，这个管会堂他被人家打了。
And so, and also in addition, when Paul was preaching in that city,Sosthenes was actually beaten when he was there.
因为我们记得保罗到一个地方宣教，一定都先到犹太人的会堂，先去讲耶稣基督。
And for we know that it's customary Paul, whenever he goes to a new place to preach, he always goes to synagogue first.
那有些人就信了，有些人就不信。
And there are those who believe, and there are those who still wouldn't believe him.
那信的人就跟着他，不信的人呢，就要打他，就要把他赶出会堂。
And so those who believed him, they followed him, and those who refused to believe, they would actually beat him and drive him out.
那这个索提尼呢，这个弟兄呢，他是啊信耶稣的，所以他就被那些犹太人呢就被他们打了。
And because his brother Sosthenes, he believed in Jesus Christ, so that's why he was driven out. He was being beaten by the Jews.
好，那我们再往下第二个就是啊，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣、蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我们主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。第二节。
And second verse it says, To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, and all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
如果我们看哥林多的这些教会的弟兄姐妹，我们看见神称他们为圣徒的话，我看我们就不要怀疑，神可以让怎么样一个人呢？只要是神所拣选的，神会让他们成圣。
And so far, by this we can see that even the brother and sister there, God calling them as saints. So we should no longer have doubts that no matter what a person's past is, God can change him into a saint.
那么这里不是只有对哥林多教会，是对所有求告主耶稣基督之名的人，都是称他们为圣徒。
And so this is not, God's just not calling those who are in the church of Corinth as saints, but rather all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那我们今天讲，再稍微解释一下，在基督耶稣里成圣，这个什么意思呢？
Well, let's actually talk a little bit about what it means to be sanctified in Christ Jesus.
如果你们有上那个主日学，我们在立位记的时候，我就讲了蛮多这个什么叫成圣的意义。我稍微再解释一下。
So in our Sunday school, if you were in Sunday school, we went over in the book of Leviticus, talking about what it means to be sanctified.
那旧约里面有个概念，就是说，如果你有一只动物，比如说你有一只羊或者一只牛，那你要献给神的话，你就把它送到这个圣殿或者会幕里面去，说我这个要奉献给神。那么这只牛或者这只羊呢，它就叫做成圣，它就归给神为圣。
And so in the Old Testament time, if you have an animal like a lamb or a cow, if you want to offer it up to God, then you would bring it to the temple and say that I'm offering this to God, this animal to God, and that animal would be sanctified.
所以比如说我们说，如果你家那一天正好生两只羊，那么一只呢就送到这个会幕或者是圣殿去，那一只就是归给神为圣，另外一只在家里呢叫做属的，那个属就不是叫圣的。
And so if you happen to have two cows that were born on that day, then you will offer one up to the temple to be offered up to God. And the other one you keep in your house as a...
属就是 common, common.
And the other one would be called as just a common.
Opposite to
which is opposite to the holy, to the sanctified one.
那这两只有没有什么差别？生命上有没有什么差别？
So,
基本上是没什么差别。但是为什么他们两个不同地位呢？一个是俗的，一个是圣的呢？
So what's the difference between the life of these two animals? Why is one sanctified and holy, the other one just common?
那另外一个就是说，人也是一样，在圣经里面呢，旧约里面，如果一个人要把自己奉献给神，归给神为圣，就是说，我就到圣殿里面去做一个许愿，说我要归给神。那神就说，这个人就是成圣，归给神为圣。
And so in the same way that in the Bible, like when a person offers himself in the temple up to God, then he God calls that person as sanctified.
所以这个圣或者俗呢，它不是一个说这个人是好像道德标准很高的才可以成圣，封为圣徒，不是这个意思。在圣经里面，这个圣是说你是归给谁的？你的主人是神呢，还是你家的主人？
And so in the Bible, to be sanctified is not because of individuals' acts or deeds, but rather it's depending on whether you have offered yourself up to God. And so it depends on who your master is.
我们刚才讲这两只动物呢，它是一样的生命的。这两只动物没有一个比较聪明或者都一样的，但是一只叫圣的，一只叫属的。那人也是一样，在圣经旧约里面，那你的兄弟姐妹两个，一个如果去献给神，他是圣的；另外一个在家。那这个两个不是代表什么差别，而是他们一个属神，一个是他属他自己。
And so likewise, there's no difference between the life of those two animals, but one is offered up to God, so that's sanctified, the other one and holy, and the other one stayed at home, and so that's considered as common. In the same way, between brothers and sisters, the two people are the exact same, but one offers himself up to God, so that person is sanctified, or the other stays at home, and then that's considered as common.
所以他这边讲说，就是在基督耶稣里成圣。
So that's why it says sanctified.In Christ Jesus.
那这个在基督耶稣里什么意思呢？就是你的主人就是耶稣基督的意思。
And so, what does it mean to be in Christ Jesus? It means that your master is Christ Jesus.
我听过那个传道人讲的一个故事，稍微 讲得很清楚，一个在他认识一个德国的一个牧师。
So I once heard this story from a preacher, who said he once knew a preacher in Germany.
然后他就问他，他说他是一个年轻人啊，这个牧师呢，在希特勒的时代他是一个年轻人。
And then, so at the time of Hitler, this preacher was a young man.
所以他是热就是热血奔腾为国从军的时候，投就是去这个啊，在希特勒时代呢，那么他去报道啊，他去这个啊，他长官就问他。
And so, because he was a young man at the time, and he was full of, want to do his patriotic duties, and so he joined the army. And at the time, at the army recruitment place, his commander asked him this.
他就问他说啊，某某人啊，你在哪里？
And so the commander asked, so and so, where are you?
那假设他就有人在柏林，他说我在柏林，好在柏林。
And then so let's imagine that this preacher, he was in Berlin. He says, I'm in Berlin.
Yeah, 对。那他说 ，No， 不对，你讲错了。
And the commander says, No, that's wrong.
他问他说，你在哪里
？And he asks once again, Where are you?
他说我在德国。
And he responded. The preacher responded, I'm in Germany.
他说，答错了。
And again, once again, the commander said, That's the wrong answer.
他说问他说，你在哪里
？And so once more, ask him, Where are you?
他说我在第三帝国。
And he said,
当时的帝国的名字。
He said, I'm in the Third Reich.
然后这个官长就说 ，No， 你答错了，还是不对。
And once again, the commander said, Nope, that's incorrect.
就问他说，你在哪里
？And so he asked him, Where are you?
他说，你是在希特勒里。
And he said, You are in Hitler.
这什么意思呢？他们的话的意思说，你是为希特勒效忠的。
And so what does that mean? Is that what that phrase means? That you are pledging your allegiance to Hitler.
就说你讲在哪里，他一直在强调，就是说你是对这个人效忠，你是把整个生命献给他的，你是不再为你自己，你是为这个人，就是要的意思。他就是这是一个他这个牧师他讲他自己经历，他从那个时候开始他就知道这个意思了。为什么说在基督里什么意思了？他就是明白了。
And so the reason why the commander emphasized that they are in Hitler is that that means that you are offering yourself entirely to Hitler and no one else, even your life, pledging your life to him. And so the preacher said from that point on, he understood what it meant when it's in the Bible when it says in Christ Jesus.
好，我们快一点啊。第三节呢，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
And then the third verse says, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那这边讲到恩惠跟平安，那我们知道恩惠我们都知道是恩典的意思。恩惠就是说你不应该得的，你就如果你做工就叫工价，你不应该得的就叫恩惠。
So grace, we know what that means is that you are receiving something that you're not supposed to, something you receive outside of your work.
那圣经另外一个名词叫怜悯。
And also the another word for it is mercy.
怜悯就是说你本来应该得到惩罚，神不惩罚你，这个叫怜悯。本来应该得到神惩罚我们这个罪人应该死的，但神因为怜悯我们，那就是不把该得的我们该得的给我们，不把我们该得的惩罚给我们，那个叫怜悯。所以这两个是有一点名词上啊解释一下。
And mercy means that we do not receive the punishment that we are due.And so that's the definition of mercy. So I just want to go over those two terms with you.
好，所以呢，恩惠就讲到我们啊，信主就知道这个恩惠是在耶稣基督里面，我们得到各样的恩惠啊。神在基督里面呢，赐给我们各样的恩典。这个恩典是我们本来这个人不应该有的。
And so as Christians, we know that from the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive all these different kinds of grace that we receive through our Lord, from the Father God. And because these things we originally had no part in, we shouldn't have received this grace.
好，那平安，恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。这圣经在这节的啊，到处都看得到啊，这样的圣经。
And so grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. So this passage we are seeing throughout the books.
啊，在新约的书信里面呢，我们常看到这样子的啊，保罗这样子的啊说。
So in a lot of letters in the New Testament, we oftentimes see Paul using this phrase.
那我们都知道这个平安呢，它不是讲在世上的平安。虽然你可能周围有很多的患难，有很多的逼迫，但是保罗说的平安是你心里面啊真正有平安的。
And so this peace I was talking about, it's not this world of peace that we're talking about, because even though during his time, there's a lot of these different things going on and challenges and persecution, but he's talking about the peace that's inside.
所以为什么会有这个平安呢？因为得到恩典。所以恩典是你的啊，就是人得到平安的一个源头。如果你没有这个恩典，你要光讲平安，这是不可能的。
And the reason why you have peace is because you have received grace, for that is the origin of where the peace comes from. Because if without grace, you will not have peace.
所以平安不是你去追求的，不是说神啊，你给我平安，你不能求平安，你要求什么？恩典。当你有恩典，神的恩典多大临到你，你感受到神的恩典多大的时候呢，你平安就多大。所以这个平安不是你去寻求的，就是意思是这样的。恩惠从恩典里面呢，你有这样子的领会的时候，有这个源头，你自然就会有平安出现。所以平安是一个果子，它不是一个那个你追求的东西。
So peace is not something that you ask for, you seek for is the result of having grace. So therefore, what you should ask for from God is to have grace. And once you have grace, then the peace is like a fruit, resulting fruit from that, and then you'll have it.
好，我想我们快一点，或者我们主题都讲不到了。好，我们好。那底下我稍微介绍一下就好。好，第五节是说因为你们在凡事。因为在耶稣基督里面，他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
And then verse 5 it says that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge.
好，那这个凡事富足，口才知识全备，保罗说的不是讲物质的，是讲在属灵里面，他们有各样的恩典，神各样的恩赐都在他们这里。
It says that in everything that you were enriched. So it's not talking about physical things, but rather it's in God, in spiritual sense.
因为我们如果看哥林多这么多问题，好像以为是不是他们没有恩赐啊？是不是他们的工人没有恩赐，才教会搞成这个样子呢？就不是的。保罗说 ，No， 你们的恩赐不比任何人少，而且比人家还多。
And so when you see all these different problems that's going on in the church in Corinth, you think, is it because they have no gift? Is that the reason why it's Paul telling no? You have the same amount of blessing and gifts as everyone else.
那么口才是我们表达的，口才是把我们里面的东西表达出来。那这个知识呢，是我们里面的内容。也就这两个是必要。如果你有口才，那没有知识不行；有知识没有口才，那也没办法。所以这两个说，保罗说你们都有，你们里面有，外面也有。
And so the enrichment of the speech is what goes outwards, and then enrichment of knowledge is what goes inside. And Paul basically is saying that you need to have both. And if you tell them that you do have both, but you cannot have one or the other.
好，然后再来呢？第七节说，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
And even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you.So that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我想等候，保罗这边讲的等候呢，不是只有说你坐在那边等，他有一个什么，有个很热切的盼望，盼望主再来。So, 是那种积极的，不是只有消极的等待。
So basically, when Paul says about waiting, you're not just passively sitting there just waiting for him to come, but rather it's very active, you're eagerly waiting.
我们今天讲等候主，我们常常很消极的，我们就坐在那边等，好像什么事都不用做，我们就把财产卖掉，好像听过这样子，什么事都不用做，我们就等着主来了。他不是这个意思，他是很积极的，而且你是有个盼望，因为这个盼望呢，你愿意照他心意去做你每天的生活、每天的工作、每天的事情，你更积极的去做的意思。
And oftentimes nowadays when people hear the waiting, they feel like it's a very passive act. You just sit there, maybe you sell all your possession, and now you're just sitting there. But no, that's the opposite. Basically, what he's saying is that it's an active act of waiting. You're eagerly waiting, and that shows through in your daily lives.
好，那么第九节呢，是神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分来得分。
And verse 9 says, God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以一同得分我们好像不太明白。那小孩子有人说一同得分好像跟耶稣基督一同得分呢。
And so some people might not understand this when you hear that, since you're calling into fellowship, some people might think that you're dividing something equally. And when kids hear that, they might misinterpret as saying that everybody's received the same score.
小孩子就是得分嘛，就是好像玩游戏的那种得分一样，就是小孩，这样观念对不对呢？其实也是对的，其实他也是对的。
So kids, when they hear here in Chinese translation, it uses a word receiving the same score, and the kids will interpret that as everybody receiving the same score. So in some sense, that's actually also a correct understanding.
那我读这个的时候，我就想要把这个字稍微明白一下，我就去查一下原文这个字什么意思。它原文就是啊，叫做2842，叫 koinonia， 就意思就是说，好。
And so when I was reading this, I want to draw into more, to understand more exactly what that means. And so I looked up the original word that's used is in the parenthesis 2842, which is called koinonia.
它的原文的意思，这个字的意思就是合伙，或者参与，或者是相交，或者是交通，一起得到的东西的意思。
And the original meaning of the word means partnership.Participation, communion, fellowship, and together they receive, receive something.
所以这个东西就讲出说，你是跟耶稣基督里面的生命的相交。从这样的生命相交里面呢，你就可以得到耶稣基督里面所得到的。你透过这样的生命的
And so what that means is that you are fellowshipping with having communion with the life of Lord Jesus Christ, and through that you also receive whatever that is in His life.
换句话说，只有在耶稣基督里面的生命，我们才可得到这个。出去了就没有了。
In other words, only through the life of our Lord Jesus Christ can we receive all these things, and outside of His life, we will not be able to receive them.
它还有个交通的意思，就是我们不但是跟耶稣基督，而且还跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起之间，我们还同德。它还有一个这个味道，就是透过这个弟兄姐妹的身体的交通，我们会得到更丰富。
And so not only communion, but also has meaning of fellowship. That means that through the fellowship with brothers and sisters, as one body, then we shall all receive this part.
换句话说，一个人如果得救以后，他只说我跟主，反正我每天在家里，我跟主，那他跟主，这个得到是有限的。就在身体里面，你才可能得到更丰富。这样稍微讲一下，你们大概有点概念。就是说，他这个意识很丰富，这个字的意识很丰富。就不但是我跟主，而且他还有一个肢体的交通。这个味道，所以你还可以得到更加的在基督里面的丰盛，才可以得到。
And so because of that, so it's not like just somebody who becomes saved and say, oh, that's okay now, I'll just stay at home and I'll have fellowship, communion with God, just one-on-one, and I don't need to go to church. But in this word, in the use of this word, it actually has a sense of actually need to go and fellowship with other body of Christ. And so, and then you can receive more abundantly than what you have, the very limited, receive very limited from just alone.
而且他不但说呢，基督是我的，而且我什么，我也是基督的，所以他的意思是很非常丰富的。就是说，我们常常会想说，哎呀，那基督是我的啦，我就很高兴了。但你不要忘记了，这个话有一个意思，就我也是基督的。
And so also this also means that not only does Jesus, it means Jesus Christ belongs to us, but also it means we belong to Him as well.
好，稍微做一个这样子，好，那我们再来，我稍微把刚刚的第七节二章的七节稍微讲一下，这边那边讲的是我们所讲的乃是从前隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
So I want to briefly touch on verse 7 of chapter 2 that we just read. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory.
那这边有一个隐藏一个奥秘，我们常对这个东西就看起来好像神的东西都是奥秘，反正都不懂，反正神的东西是奥秘嘛。其实它很多东西不是这个意思。
So it says the hidden wisdom. It seems like when I read it, it always seems like God's will is always hidden, it's always a mystery. But that not necessarily is the case.
他这个奥秘的圣经的奥秘的意思就是说呢，当他把就像说如果我后面东西有我在这里你看不到，我问你们说这后面什么东西，这奥秘有没有人知道？没看到吗？
And so for example, if I ask you what's behind the podium here, because you can't see it, so you don't know, so it's like a mystery.
那我若把它拿出来，你就知道了，就是一个这是什么，大家都知道吗？就是喝水的瓶子嘛，大家一看就知道这是什么东西。
But if I take it out, then everybody can see it, and it's a bottle for drinking water.
所以这个奥秘东西呢，它不是说你不能明白的，不是这个意思。
So mystery means it doesn't mean that something that you can't understand.
它只暂时把这个幕，暂时把它给用把它遮起来，你看不到。
But it's just temporarily being hidden so that you can't see.
但是呢，如果这个人把这个拿开，大家都知道什么东西。
But if someone were to remove what's blocking you from seeing that object, then everybody knows what that hidden object is.
就常常圣经里面讲的奥秘，很多是这个。当然也有些是你。 怎么样去弄也弄不开，也搞不清楚，怎么慢怎么接也接不开，这有可能也有，但是大部分圣经的奥秘是这样子的，是我们只要你信了，只要你愿意去揭开，很清楚，很清楚，这东西不会错误的，不会看错的。
And oftentimes, that's what mystery refers to in the Bible, is that just something that needs to be removed, the thing that's bind, that's hiding the thing needs to be removed, and then you'll see. Of course, there are times when something is really truly a mystery, even if the blinds were removed, that you still can't understand, you can't see. But the majority of times, when we talk about mystery, it's talking about the first kind.
好，就像我们今天说的啊，耶稣基督是弥赛亚，我们都接受的。但犹太人来讲，怎么看他就是。他们就不能接受。
For example, like today we talk about how our Lord Jesus Christ, he is a Messiah. So we say this, we all understand what it means. But then to the Israelites, for majority of them, no matter how much you dwell on this, they will still don't understand. They don't understand.
那么啊，你到农村的这个不认识的这个啊富人或者是那些，你一讲，他们接受就明白了。但是呢，犹太人这怎么样子？拉比多聪明，你讲。圣经知识一大堆，他就是不能接受，这是一个幔子，他的幔子没有打开是没有办法的，
so,
没有人可以有办法。
If you like, for example, go to the countryside and tell the housewife about it, they'll immediately understand. But if you go to the synagogues or where the rabbis hangs out, no matter how much you explain to them, they just would not understand.
甚至那小孩子，小小孩子，不要以为他们不懂，一两岁啊、一二年级的那种小学生，我有时候问他们，他说耶稣基督如果不没有死在十字架上，我们会怎么样？他说那我们就死了。
And so even kids who are in first and second grade do not look down upon them. So I once actually asked someone in the first grade and said, if Lord Jesus had not died upon the cross, what would happen? And their answer is, then we will die.
意思就是说我们就没办法得救了，我们就应该要下地狱了。他意思很简单，小孩子讲话也是很简单，但他是明白，他是明白的。
In other words, that then we would go to, if God didn't die on the cross for us, Jesus didn't die on the cross for us, then we would after we die we'd go down to hell. And so kids, they understand this completely.
所以这个福音的奥秘呢，马上就揭开了。它不是一个啊，不能够懂的啊。那么再讲一个就是隐藏啊这个东西。
And then so the second thing we're talking about is what's hidden.
那么是从前隐藏，但现在呢，在这个世代呢，神已经透过耶稣呢，就把它掀开了。你只要认识耶稣，神的一些奥秘就掀开了。
And so this is talking about things that which used to be hidden, but now through our Lord Jesus has been revealed.
好啊，那我想我们大概这一节就讲到这里。然后是说呢，神是预定我们得荣耀。什么叫预定呢？这个字有点不太容易明白。预定。神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
And so let's move on to passage that says, God predestined before the ages to our glory. What does predestined mean?
啊，预定这个字我也是想了很久。就说真的，你要问我，我不能够讲得很清楚。预定呢，我们现在可能可以这样讲：如果我们有这样思想好了，就如果你有孩子，你是对他有个期望，他以后怎么样，光宗耀祖，至少做一个能够让父母有一点体面。或者让父母不要撕掉面子的，是不是这样子？就是我们有一个期望嘛。
And so so what does that predestined mean? So let me give explain in this sense. So for example, you have kids, and it's every parent's dream for the kids to bring glory to the family.
就是说你期望他们以后可以得到荣耀，类似这样子。
And in other words, that you hope that they will have glory in the future.
但神造我们的时候呢，我们照他形象造的，所以人在神的心目中呢，神有个期望，我们要像他荣耀的样子。
And so we were made in His image, and so in that sense, God it is His hope for us to also have glory just like Him.
那如果神也像父母亲这样的话，那你说我们有盼望？你说我们可能没有盼望，因为父母像我们今天孩子。你对他有期望，而且很努力，什么钱要给他，什么样，什么补习班都去，但是最后还是怎么样，不在你的手上了。
And so, but if God was like parents of today that we were just talking about, what would happen? What would be the result? So, parents of today, you spend enormous amount of time, money, and just hope that this kid, your child, will turn out great, but then in the end, the result is completely out of your control.
所以如果神是这样的话，我们可能就哦，那这样大概我们的希望了。但神不是的，神说预定是什么意思呢？预定就是说神要做工做到一定到这样，神他有这个能力，有智慧， 我们父母是没有，我们大概只能这样想象，也就神这边讲的预定是比我们的期望，父母的这个期望呢还要更上的，因为他不但有期望，而且他有能力可以达到他的目的，这个叫预定，这边讲的是。
And so if God was worked in the same way, then we probably have no hope of being saved because it's only hope, right? But however, God, He predestined. So that means that He will make it happen. And the difference is that not only does He have hope for us to receive glory, but also He has the ability to make us, to help us achieve that.
我只是把这个词稍微解释，但这个词如果要讲的话，圣经这个讲这个词，拣选预定，那这是一个很大的学问，很大的神学辩论，那我们大概讲一节也讲不完，就是说你稍微有这样概念。这个预定啊，稍微这样一个概念就可以。
So I'm just briefly touching upon this word today. But if we were to go down and deeply trying to explain the word of predestined, we could spend a whole message on that and still wouldn't cover it.
好，我想我们现在需要再读的是第十啊第一章的第十节。我们再读两个地方的圣经，因为这是我们底下有另外一个主题要讲的。
Let's take a look at another two places in the Bible, which is First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
我们就从第一章的十到十二啊，我们中文念，英文的看着好不好？这样子。
And so from verse 10 through 12, and we'll just read in Chinese and English can follow along.
Okay, 好啊，弟兄姐妹，我们开始。弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们多说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合，因为格莱士家里的人。曾对我提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争，我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。好，就到这里。然后我们第三章呢，我们请英文念四到六节，我们中文就看第三章。
And then let's jump to
四到六。
Let's jump to chapter 3, verse 4 through 6, and then the English will read out loud, and the Chinese can read along. And so, chapter 3, verse 4 through 6. For when one says, "I am of Paul," another, "I am of Apollos," are you not mere men? What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth.
好，这两个地方我们要讲的就是在哥林多的这个教会有很多问题。那第一个问题提到的就是叫做纷争，分党纷争。
And so there are many problems in the church in Corinth. And the first one of which is people dividing into different factions and different groups.
那我们看他这边的问题呢，我想如果我们要我们要有比较通俗的话，就是说所谓像小圈圈一样的，我们大家可以这样讲，像小圈圈，一圈一圈的小圈圈，就这个叫分党纷争的意思。
And to use a worldly description, this is basically the dividing the cliques.
那也许分党没有纷争，可不可能？就是 division, 但没有 quarrel, 就是所谓的分党，就是你们结成一群一群，但是它这边有分党以外，还有纷争，就是出问题在这里。
And so, are there problems if the people simply divided into different groups and no quarrels? But what happened here is that not only have they divided into different groups, but they also have quarrels between the different groups.
那分党当然是不好，分党就是说我们跟你们是有点不太一样的，这个是分党是不好。但是如果说像我们教会有不同的族，分族，这个是没什么不好，因为人太多，我们没办法交通嘛，所以我们就分小组，这个是没有问题的。但是他这边另外问题在哪里？纷争就是彼此怎么样 ？quarrel 彼此。我看你不顺眼，你看我不顺眼，这个叫纷争了。所以稍微可以这样概念。
And so in terms of dividing different groups, if it was simply just the dividing the group is actually used as a sense of exclusion, that I belong to this group, you don't belong to this group, so that's not good. But normally, for example, in our church, if we have different fellowships, that's just because we have so many people, we have to divide in a different group, that's okay.
他这边说我属保罗，有人说我属亚波罗，保罗说这岂不是跟世界上人一样吗？
And so, and then in chapter 3, it says there are people who said that I am of Paul, and another says I'm of Apollos. And Paul said, are you not like just everyone else on this earth? In this
如果在世界上这是正常，因为所谓的像美国的民主社会、民主政治，就是说政党政治，就是你们一样的利益、一样的理想在一起，这是没什么不对的啊。在世界上来看，这是正确的。
So in a worldly sense, that is absolutely correct and completely acceptable. For example, like in the U.S. being a democratic democratic nation, that you have the people who gather together because they have the same way of thinking and beliefs.
如果你在公司里面的话，你跟对老板呢，当然就往上一直爬了；跟不对老板的话，可能就走路了，这是很正常的。
And also, if you're in your workplace, if you follow the right boss, and you might rise up to the top, and if you follow the wrong boss, you might end up being fired.
啊，在美国的这个政治，它是可以拉比、可以游说的，所以可以透过政党、透过你这个合法的啊资源呢，你可以把国家的资源分配呢，你可以影响，这是合法的。
In the U.S., it's legal to lobby for something or against something, and so through these methods, these legal methods, you can legally actually affect how the resource of a country is being divided and used. So that's legal.
像保罗说，在教会是不可以。
However, Paul said that this is not so in the church.
那这边有说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法的。更有人说什么？更属灵，我是属基督的。
And so some are saying I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I of Cephas, and some people maybe even more spiritual. They say I'm of Christ.
我今天如果发个这个问卷，四个问题让你们勾看，大部分都是勾我是属基督的。
So if I were to design the questionnaire form for you to fill with these four choices, I think majority would choose of you are of Christ.
我就说你是属洪仲平的，属这个麦克的。属这个谁？那这是属基督的。我想大部分都是都属基督的。
So, or if you replace that with the names of the different people in the church, and then lastly you have of Christ, then I think everyone would choose the last option and says you're of Christ.
但保罗这边讲说，你连讲说我属基督，保罗说这不对了。这什么意思呢？为什么我们属基督不对呢？
But Paul said that even to those who said I of Christ, Paul said that's not correct.Why would he say that?
我们稍微看他的语气就可以知道，他这边讲的意思是说，我是属保罗，意思是说我是属保罗，我跟你们是不一样的，所以他把你给拒绝了，还有这个味道。所以他讲说我是属基督的，就说你根本不属基督的，懂意思吗？有这个味道。所以如果你这样看，就可以知道哦，原来讲话这个人他是不对的，他里面是不对的，因为他说我是属基督，你不属基督，所以我跟你分开了，还有这个味道。你这样可以稍微体会吗？
And the reason why that is more because the meaning behind what the person says. When the person says, I of Christ, it is the same meaning as those other who says, I am of Paul. In the sense that they say, I belong to Paul, you don't. And so the person who said, I of Christ, basically is saying, I belong to Christ, and you don't belong to Christ.
好，我想我本来要去看一些保罗跟亚波罗跟基法他们所发生一些，我们就不讲，稍微介绍一下。就是保罗呢，他是在哥林多教会呢，他是让这个哥林多教会在那边宣教的时候呢，是这个教会建立起来的。
And so we'll just skim over the highlights on Paul and Paul. So Paul, he is someone who basically helped the church to build up the church in Corinth.
那亚波罗呢？当保罗从哥林多跑到以弗所第三次宣教的时候呢，那亚波罗呢就在哥林多继续做浇灌的工作，继续做牧养工作。所以你看到哥林多前书第三章第四节，他就讲说呢，我保罗是栽种的，亚波罗是浇灌的，他就是他牧养的意思啊，是这个。
And then after Paul left the church in Corinth to go and preach in Ephesians, Apollo took up the work to pastor the church in Corinth, and so that's why Paul says basically he planted and Apollos watered.
或者他们两个有不同的恩赐，一个是保罗是做是做这个叫去做这个栽种，也就是他是去建立去宣教，然后他就离开了。换句话，另外一个工人来呢，他是做继续跟进的，继续来让这个教会的生命长进，叫灵命的这个建造，他是属于浇灌，像浇水一样，让这个树呢可以长起来。
So in other words, they have different gifts. Paul is more someone who plants, who builds, and then he will go to another place. And Apollos is someone who will come in and to nurture and to water the plant that's been built.
那我是属基法，基法就是彼得的意思。如果你看圣经里面就知道，就是使徒彼得。
And then another says, I of Cephas, that's actually another name for Peter.
哇，这个教会里面有保罗来过。 亚波罗来过，亚波罗是圣经里面讲非常有恩赐的一个人，啊，又彼得大最大使徒来过，又提摩太啦，什么希拉，一个这个教会有这么多功能。今天我们教会如果有一个这样功能，我们大家都已经觉得我们是很蒙福的。这个教会是有多大福气，你可以看得到。
And so you can tell this church has been greatly blessed. They've been visited by Paul, Peter, Apollo, Timothy. So they've been visited by all these many people. And if we today are visited by just one of these, we would feel like we're the most blessed church ever.
好，但是呢，我们就发现这个教会，保罗先在前面第一节到第九节讲到神的旨意，啊，让他们看见。先礼后兵，然后马上接下来就告诉他们的问题在哪里。纷争纷党是最大的。我们可能在这样子啊，在教会里面，我们可能会认为说 ，sorry。
So the way that Paul wrote the letter is he'll start out with verse 1-9, giving praises and telling them of the God's will will for them. And then right after that, he immediately goes into pointing out what's wrong with that church.
我们可能会认为贪财、情欲、淫乱，或者是有外遇，这些是很大罪。我们可能会这样想，对不对？
And so we might think that greed or committing adultery and those would be great sins, big sins.
我们不会认为分党纷争是一个大问题。我们有没有这样想过？我们几乎从来没想过。
But probably most of us wouldn't ever think of dividing the groups and quarreling as great sins.
我问你一个问题：如果我今天有外遇了，跟我在教会里面造成党争纷争，在神面前哪一个罪比较大？
Let me ask you this. Let's say, for example, if I have an affairs or cause versus causing the divisions within the church and have quarreling within the church, which one would you say is a greater sin?
很难。很难，会很难，不会很难的。在神面前，分党纷争是最大的罪，更大的罪。
It's actually, it may seem hard, but it's actually not difficult to decide at all, because in the eyes of God, causing a division and quarreling among His people, that's the greater sin.
这当然是我的个人的结论，因为我如果说我这个人贪财，或这个人生活不洁啊，外遇，这是我个人的问题，还是我个人在神面前的问题？但如果一个教会的话，是整个教会造成的亏损，是非常大的亏损。
And so that's my personal understanding. Because if I'm greedy or I have an affair outside of my marriage, that's my personal problem, and also my problem between myself and God. But however, if I cause the church to divide and quarrels between the different divisions, that affects the entire church.
所以你可以看到，就是如果你去思想的话，我们就要对分党纷争这个问题要很严肃地来看待这个问题。
And so if you really think about it, we must treat this the matter of division and quarreling among different groups as a very, very serious matter.
那我想在历世历代以来，教会最大的问题就是这个分党纷争的问题。
And I think throughout history, the biggest problem in church, the different challenge in church is the matter of division.
我们可能对这个问题会小看的，我们认为说我们没有这个问题。
We may look down on this problem and think we don't have this problem.
所以啊，那因为今天时间有限，我就不再讲了。那么啊，
due to time matter, we're not going to further this.
就是下一次我可能会再继续讲，因为哥林多前书这个书信呢，我想我们需要多花一点时间，因为啊，我在教会是执事，然后同时又是这个计划组，计划组有点像长老的职分，应该对教会的牧养。啊，要多一些个就是工作，所以我想说今年我可能在哥林多前书啊这个多下一点功夫，所以我想也不急。
So I'll probably go into that more in the future, because I think First Corinthians is very important. I serve as a deacon, and also like a part of the planning group, which kind of in a sense is almost like the elders. And so
shepherds
have responsibility to shepherd the church. And so I really want to spend time this year to share about.The messages in First Corinthians.
那我在执事会今年执事会的分工里面，我是负责教会的肢体生活的。
And so in the board, this year my responsibility is about the lives of the body of the church body.
所以如果看教会里面的啊圣经记载，提摩太书信，长老是必须要有教导恩赐、牧养恩赐、 又接待远人，又是哇一大堆的，所以我想。
Because if you look at the Bible, it says that the elders must have the gift in teaching and also as pastoring and such a whole bunch of responsibilities.
那我想这个我们教会没有设长老的这个名分，但是我们有长老的功能，这个叫我们的计划组。计划组就是说是属于长老的这个啊功能，但是我们不叫长老，因为圣经里面长老是终身职的。
So we don't have elders in our church, but however, we do have people who functions, who takes on the responsibilities and functions of elders, and so that's where the planning board comes in. We don't call people there as elders because elders is for your entire for the entire life.
长老应该是还不能轮到我，应该是头发白的，那年纪比较大的那些。
So, probably I'm not qualified to be an elder because I imagine those people would have white hair and.Elderly,
比较受尊重。就以前我读刚出信的时候， yeah. 读到这个好像有点印象是这个样子。Yeah. 现在怎么轮到我当长老？
And they'd be in the position of respect. And so when I was reading about elders in the past, that's the image I conjure up with, and I feel in awe that how come it's my turn now.
好，那我想因为今天因为肖海说他们要这个四班还怎么样练，所以时间。不要超过。我想我们就到这里。我们记得今天讲的就是，我们基督徒教会，你不管你看到是认为你多么没有希望了，你要记得，神荣耀的旨意不会失败的。神对教会的要做成最后的成品，他不会失败的。神说他是荣耀的教会。
And so this time issue will stop here, but just remember the takeaway is to remember that no matter how gloomy the situation it may be in the church, but remember always remember that.God's glorious will be done in the end, and He will make sure that happens.
我们常常会看在教会里面看同工，或者是看比较属灵的，像牧者或者是牧师或者是带领的弟兄传道，我们会用不同的眼光来要求。那如果我们不达到我们的期望，我们就会抱怨；或者教会的一些事工不达到你的要求你的期望，我们就会失望或者抱怨。这东西是很正常，但是不要忘记了，我们不是看这个人，我们是看神，因为每一个人。都是一样的，跟我一样的人。我们都从亚当下来，我们是有那个败坏肉体的这个罪的生命在里面，所以我们就要眼光朝向神。
And so oftentimes we view different people we consider have more who are more spiritual with a different expectation. And when those people who do not live up to those expectations, we may feel like we're disappointed. And I'd like to remind you that needs to not be the case. For we are we serve God, and so He is the one we ultimately serve. But we as humans we are descendants from sin, and so there may be times there are weaknesses, but.Make sure we keep our eye on God Himself.
所以我们在执事会或者是在计划组，我们有些决定也许不符合弟兄姐妹的期望，那反应可以反映给我们，我们也不会怎样，但是我们就请各位包容，因为我们也可能会犯错。那么我们大家都不要气馁，我们是错了，我们就改过来，我们一直往前。
And so oftentimes, maybe if you see the deacon board or the planning board not performing up to your expectation, that we pray for your understanding, and that we definitely welcome suggestions and for improvements, but we definitely pray for your understanding.
那如果我们做错了决定，那你们如果提醒我们，我们觉得不对的，我们要改过来，这是应该改的。我们不能说一直坚持不改，那这个是我们的责任。所以弟兄姐妹，如果看见我们执事或者是这些同工们我们有些决定不对的，我们都欢迎我们欢迎我们去更正过来。
And if you felt that we had truly made wrong decision, please let us know. And then we realize that it is wrong, we will definitely make changes to those decisions.
但不要看到我们这些软弱，然后你就对神的信心失掉了，这个是不好的。因为要看教会是荣耀的，神的工作最后是要。一个产品是荣耀的教会。
But please do not be just because you saw the weaknesses in us and you lose your faith in God.
对不起，我今天只讲一个问题出来，还没有答案，还没有解答。就是说，我是讲第一个半步，就是说分党纷争出来，那神的解答是什么呢？我还没有把答案给你们，我只把问题给你们，你们就多想。那么，也许过几个月，如果轮到我讲的话，我再把这个答案 solution 来告诉你们。
So apologize today if I only introduce you to the problem which is of dividing divisions among the church and quarreling, but I have not shared with you what the solution is in the Bible. Maybe a few months later, when I get another chance, I'll share the solution with you. But however, maybe you could spend those months to come up with the solution yourself.
对不起，好像是连续剧的这个结尾的样子。
Sorry to end the message on a cliffhanger. Yeah.
好，那我想我们就到，我们先做个祷告。
Well, let's pray to him.
主，我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
我们感谢你自己的恩典，你的选召是没有后悔的。
We want to thank you for your grace and thank you for your calling, for you do not regret.
主，纵然我们有软弱。
And even though we are weak.
主，但是你是刚强，你不会失败。
But you are strong and you will never lose.
主，我们感谢你，你来提醒我们，让我们常常眼光能够向上看，知道你是这位荣耀的主。
And thank you for reminding us to lift our eyes to look upon you often, for you are the victorious Lord.
而且主，你所做的工作也是荣耀的。
And also the work that you've done is glorious.
主，你在我们这些蒙恩的儿女身上，你有个荣耀的盼望，荣耀的旨意在我们身上。
And you have this glorious will for all the children whom you have saved.
主，我们再次谢谢你，我们愿你的话能够在我们里面成为一个实际。
And Lord, once more again, I want to thank you and may your word become a reality in us.
We pray in
Jesus' name.
Amen. 好